Weekday mornings from 11.
This is Northside Today.
And on the line now I have Andy Murray from the Viking Theatre down there in the sheds in Clontarf. Good afternoon, Andy. How are you?
How are you doing now? How's things?
It's not too bad at all. So what's your connection with the Viking you manage?
Yeah, myself and Laura Dowdall, we opened this 5 years ago. And we run it, I suppose you would say.
Okay, it's absolutely great having something like that in the locality. It's terrific, and it's going from strength to strength, and a busy month coming up too.
We do indeed, yeah. We kind of run almost 52 weeks a year, 50 weeks of the year anyway, Monday to Saturday. So it's a full-time passion or obsession, whichever way you want to, put it. We've got some great stuff lined up. We're just finishing a run of Sand Park by Seamus O'Rourke, written and performed by Seamus O'Rourke, which is probably sold out now at this stage. And then next week we have Kevin McAleer, the well-known Irish comedian from County Tyrone.
Mm-hmm.
He's going to do four nights with us. And after that we've got The Quiet Land. It's a beautiful piece written by Malachy McKenna. With Des Keo and Derry Power, two legends on the Irish stage.
Indeed.
And we're really looking forward to that. That was with us twice before, and we're delighted to have it back again. It was a great success. We're really looking forward to it.
And is it hard to get people of the prominence that you have, like Kevin McAleer and also Des Keo and Derry Power, to come and perform there? I don't mean that in a derogatory sense, but you know, they can be busy and maybe looking for longer runs. Or how do you approach them and say, listen, we've a great little theatre in Clontarf, would you like to do something there?
Yeah, well, after 5 years, the great thing is that we don't really approach too many people anymore. They approach us.
Wow.
Because they've seen that we know what we're doing. We know how to get the... we know how to get the audiences in. It's generally, we like playing to full houses, and they know that. And once they know that they can achieve that, then they're more than happy to come.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, you hear about different productions playing in large venues, maybe 200 or 300 seats. But sometimes when these places go on tour, or these productions go on tour, you could find yourself in a 200-seater, but you're still only 60 people in front of you, So.
Indeed, it's the intimacy of it, I think, is the key. And, of course, the support of the Sheridans doesn't do you any harm either, which is great support from them.
No, it doesn't, no. Peter's been in and out of our doors now since we opened. He's launched a couple of his shows there, and he's directed a few pieces. He directed a piece just in November, Meet the Queer Fellow, about Brendan Behan, which I was delighted to be a part of the cast with Gary Cook and Ryan Andrews out of Fair City. Gary Cook, of course, everybody knows from At Bray Match. So Peter's been a great supporter of us since day one. And Jim's been in and out a couple of times, just keeping an eye on things.
Okay. Well, you were saying that the show it's currently running is probably booked out, but for anyone any of the shows we're talking about or any upcoming shows in the Viking, they can look up your website, vikingtheatredublin.com. And, most times, it's advisable not to say, we'll go down to the Viking tonight, because unless you book it, there's a good chance you won't get in.
That's true. I mean, sometimes we do have people who don't turn up, so I would never say never to people who wanted to come on spec, but it is usually advisable to book. They can do that by phone as well. They can send a text, or you can call 087-112-9970, and you'll either get myself or Laura. We run a really tight ship, so it's always one of us at the end of the phone.
Mm-hmm.
And we can take your book in that way.
Okay, and now 5 years, it's a great achievement. And it's so local, it's so handy to get to. We don't know all the traffic going. From here, I'd say, in the evening, it's a 10-minute drive. So it's handy to get to. Have you got a theatrical background yourself? What brought you into it initially?
I suppose I started about 20 years ago, on and off doing plays with different companies, but I've never had any formal training as such. I went and tried to have a real life then for a little while, as you would say. But I was lured back, and when I met Laura, we had a great connection. She directed me in a couple of pieces, and when we set up the Viking Theatre 5 years ago at Connolly's, thanks to Peter, it just took off. So we're still doing things together. We're actually looking for a piece to work on together very shortly.
Mm-hmm.
So I hope that happens. It's, you know, we're just keeping the head above water, and it's hard work for two people, you know, mm-hmm. to kind of keep everything going, but it's definitely a vocation, I suppose you would say.
Yeah, it's working very well for you, there's no doubt about that. We talked about the first two, Yes, 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 with Kevin McAleer and The Quiet Land with Des Keogh, but two at the end of the month as well. Dartboards, the show live. You get a lot, rather, of young up-and-coming actors in there as well, and comedians taking part and getting the chance to showcase their talents.
Yeah, we do indeed. Obviously, you know, I suppose theatre, a lot of theatre in Ireland is seen as something for the older generation to enjoy, but there is a very vibrant and very strong younger generation that are doing brilliant things, and we're honoured and delighted to have a lot of them that come to our door. The Core Ensemble, which was our theatre company in residence for last year, with Rex Ryan, Edwin Milan,
mm-hmm.
they're bringing new things through our doors all the time, and we've a production of Made in China by Marco Rowe coming up, and as you say, Dirt Birds with Sue Collins is a big hit on social media, I'm told, and we're really looking forward to having them in. That'll be like a Dublin premiere anyway. I don't think they've done it anywhere else, so mm-hmm. we're really looking forward to that.
Great. I was just thinking as we're talking there, and young people, I think on the other side of the spectrum as well, the audience themselves, I think because it's so handy to get to, and the cost is relative to what people can afford as well, but the whole idea of the productions have, by word of mouth, have proven to be top class. You get anywhere in the world, and I sort of come across the analogy of having the 5 mile run in Raheny in Raheny, rather, on Sunday, and that's been going for yonks. And I was just saying to myself, to the sportsman, I was saying, well, that's sort of a precursor for people into the big races later on in the year. And I think the introduction of people to theatre sounds very long-winded. It sounds like the Viking is a great precursor to people as an introduction to theatre, maybe some of them first time, and they get the taste of it and they go and see more. So it does great work in that sense.
Yeah, no, absolutely. We've had quite a few people come to see shows in our place that had never seen a play before, you know. And when somebody tells you that's a real sign that you're making a difference, you know. And it's wonderful. And we try to do it as informally and as friendly as possible. You know, it's a very one-to-one experience. There's no coldness attached to our place, and you can bring a drink up with you. It's a rather informal setting. We've got about 40 seats and 20 stools. So, you know, if you want to sit on a bar stool and have a pint, then you're welcome to do that as well. So,
mm-hmm.
It's definitely, I mean, we've got somebody who's coming to us now for every show for the last, I don't know, 3 or 4 months, and they had only discovered us. They live in Artane or Raheny, and she said, this is the best thing that I've ever done, like, because it's so close, it's so near, and it's just, we make it very easy for everybody, you know.
Okay. As you said yourself, you're going 50, more or less 52 weeks of the year, with the odd maybe Christmas day
the odd day off. Yeah.
Well, I think you said the lady's name you're working with is Laura, so congratulations to yourself and Laura, Andy. It's been a great success and continued success.
Thanks a million.
Okay, and the Viking Theatre Dublin.com for all the details and to make your bookings. And as Andy said there, you want to book early if you can, but don't hesitate. Give us that phone number again if people want to ring up, Andy.
Yeah, it's 087-112-9970.
Okay, I'll give that in the course of the weeks as well. But four great shows coming up in February. Thank you very much for talking to us, Andy, here. Thank you.
Thanks a million.
Thank you. Bye. And that's Andy Murray, manager of the Viking Theatre, and four terrific plays coming up there on the Viking in the course of the month. And Kevin McAleer, there you go, and he's on the 1st of February to the 4th. 4 days there for that. Then you have The Quiet Land with Des Keo and Derry Power, and they don't need an introduction, from the 6th until the 8th. And then the Dirtbirds, the live show, that sounds terrific. I'm just reading a little synopsis, it sounds terrific, from the 20th to the 25th. And then Made in China coming up as well, and that's going into the first week of March. But do just look up the website and you will get all the information, vikingtheatredublin.com.